Let's read together 1 Chronicles chapter 23. Now in this chapter, we have David's further preparations for the building of the temple by organizing the Levites as to their responsibilities and duties. Let's begin by reading the first 27 verses. 1 Chronicles chapter 23, beginning at verse 1. So when David was old and full of days, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. And he gathered together all the leaders of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and above, and the number of individual males was 38,000. Of these, 24,000 were to look after the work of the house of the Lord, 6,000 were officers and judges, 4,000 were gatekeepers, and 4,000 praised the Lord with musical instruments, which I made, said David, for giving praise. Also David separated them into divisions among the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And now from verse 7 through verse 11, we have the descendants of Gershon. And from verse 12 down to verse 20, the descendants of Kohath are given. And from verse 21 through verse 23, the descendants of Merari are given. Verse 24. These were the sons of Levi by their fathers' houses, as they were counted individually by the number of their names, who did the work for the service of the house of the Lord from the age of 20 years and above. For David said, "The Lord God of Israel has given rest to his people, that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever, and also to the Levites. They shall no longer carry the tabernacle or any of the articles for its service." For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above. Let's begin our study of this chapter, 1 Chronicles chapter 23, with some background notes. In 1 Chronicles chapter 22, we read of King David's material preparations for the building of the temple by his son Solomon. Remember, David was told by the Lord that he was not to build the house of the Lord because David had been a man of war, but his son Solomon would build the temple during a time of peace. David humbly accepted this decision from the Lord and with a wonderful attitude began to make elaborate preparations for the temple of the Lord that Solomon would build. In chapter 22, we saw David's preparations of gathering men, materials, and money together in great abundance for this important project. Solomon's temple would become one of the great wonders of the ancient world. Now here in chapter 23, David organizes the Levites concerning what their duties and responsibilities would be in the new temple now that the tabernacle would no longer be in use. We read in verse 1 that David was old and full of days. How old was David at this point? He was in his 70th year. That's exactly my age as we speak. So I guess I've reached old age. More we could say. We see in verse 1 that David and Solomon co-reigned for a short time. That's why we read in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 22 that at the time of David's death, they made Solomon, the son of David, king the second time and anointed him before the Lord to be the leader. In the first two chapters of 1 Kings, you can read about the details of the ascension of Solomon to the throne and the foiled attempt of Adonijah to replace David as king. Now, there are a number of spiritual lessons in this chapter to be learned from David's organization of the Levites for their responsibilities in the house of the Lord. After all, the house of the Lord today is the church, the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so that brings us then to our doctrinal teaching points for this chapter, 1 Chronicles chapter 23. Doctrinal point number one. As priests, believers today are involved in worship of the Lord. As priests, believers today are involved in worship of the Lord. We read in verse 3 that David numbered the Levites from the age of 30 years and above, and the number of individual males was 38,000. Now, why was this census okay for David to conduct, whereas the census back in chapter 21 was sinful? Answer, The census in chapter 21 was sinful because it was for military purposes instead of trusting in the Lord. And the motive was national pride. The census here was of the Levites, who had not been counted in the sinful census. And it was for the purpose of service to the Lord in the new temple. David divided the 38,000 Levites, who were numbered, into three divisions according to the three sons of Levi: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. It was in the line of Kohath that Moses and Aaron were born, as we see in verses 12 through 14. Remember, all priests were Levites, but not all Levites were priests. Only Aaron and his descendants were priests. Even the sons of Moses were not priests, as we see in verse 14. Now the sons of Moses, the man of God, were reckoned to the tribe of Levi. The job of the priests was to offer the sacrifices, and as we see in verse 13, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister to him, and to give the blessing in his name forever. Certainly we have a spiritual picture here of our privileged duties and responsibilities as New Testament priests. All believers today are priests. Priesthood is not limited to a special class of clergy. I'm reading 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 5 and 9. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 5 and 9. We see that as priests today, we are not to offer up animals, but we are to offer up spiritual sacrifices. We read about these spiritual sacrifices in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 and 16. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 and 16. Notice from verse 15 here in Hebrews 13, that praises and thanksgivings to God are spiritual sacrifices. And from verse 16, we see that acts of doing good and sharing with others are considered spiritual sacrifices as well. So our worship of the Lord with spiritual sacrifices should be quite wide in scope. As priests, believers today are involved in worship of the Lord. Doctrinal point number two, as Levites, believers today are involved in service to the Lord. As Levites, believers today are involved in service to the Lord. Verses 27 through 32. 1 Chronicles chapter 23, beginning now at verse 27. For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above, because their duty was to help the sons of Aaron in the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers, in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God, both with the showbread and the fine flour for the grain offering, with the unleavened cakes and what is baked in the pan, with what is mixed, and with all kinds of measures and sizes, to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at evening, and at every presentation of a burnt offering to the Lord, on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the set feasts, by number according to the ordinance governing them, regularly before the Lord, and that they should attend to the needs of the tabernacle of meeting, the needs of the holy place, and the needs of the sons of Aaron, their brethren, in the work of the house of the Lord. We see that the basic job of the Levites, who were not priests, and that would include most of the Levites, was to assist the priests. The priests were ultimately in charge of all the items and functions of the house of the Lord. So there was a lot of work to be done, and it was the duty and responsibility of the Levites to assist the priests. We see in verses 3 through 5 that of the 38,000 Levites, 24,000 were in charge of various areas of temple work. They would have delegated authority from the priests. 6,000 Levites were officers and judges. Remember, under the law, there were 48 scattered cities designated for the Levites, and 6 of these cities were cities of refuge. So these 6,000 Levites would be involved in maintaining the courts of justice in these cities scattered throughout Israel. 4,000 Levites were in charge of maintaining all the gates of the temple courts. Only priests could enter the temple itself, and unauthorized persons were not to enter the various temple courts. 4,000 Levites were in charge of the temple music. Now, we would think that 38,000 Levites would be enough to do all the work, but apparently there was so much work that we see in verse 27 that David lowered the starting age of the Levites from the normal 30 years of age to 20 years of age in order to get more Levites. We know from chapter 28 that this change, as well as all the plans and organization for the temple worship, was at the direction of the Lord. All of this service of the Levites, of course, illustrates our service in the house of the Lord today. All believers have different responsibilities within the church. It may be a big responsibility, or it may be a small responsibility, but all are important duties. Now look at verse 29. Both with the showbread and the fine flour for the grain offering, with the unleavened cakes, and what is baked in the pan, with what is mixed, and with all kinds of measures and sizes. Some Levites had the responsibility of baking bread. Bread for the table in the temple, and bread for the baked grain offerings. Now that job may not have seemed important, and may have even been boring at times, but it was extremely important for the smooth running of the temple and worship of the Lord. And so is your job as a Levite, extremely important, even though it may seem small in your eyes, and even boring at times. As Levites, believers today are involved in service to the Lord. Now, what about practical application from 1 Chronicles chapter 23? Make singing a part of your daily devotions. Make singing a part of your daily devotions. Now, I'm assuming that you have personal daily devotions. That's square number one. But besides scripture and prayer, why not also sing a hymn or a chorus of praise? Notice from verse 30 that the Levites stood and sang a hymn of thanksgiving and praise every morning and every evening, as the morning and evening sacrifices were offered. We know from 2 Chronicles chapter 29 that this practice of singing with the daily sacrifices was still going on at the time of King Hezekiah, 300 years later. Singing is a good devotional practice for priests and Levites today. Illustration: I can still remember my grandfather singing a hymn of praise as part of his daily quiet time. Make singing a part of your daily devotions.